أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإن كادوا ليفتنونك عن الذي أوحينا إليك لتفتري علينا غيره وإذا لاتخذوك خليلا. ولولا أن ثبتناك لقد كدت تركن إليهم شيئا قليلا. إذا لأذقناك ضعف الحياة وضعف الممات ثم لا تجد لك علينا نصيرا. وإن كادوا ليستفزونك من الأرض ليخرجوك منها وإذا لا يلبثون خلافك إلا قليلا. سنة من قد أرسلنا قبلك من رسلنا ولا تجد لسنتنا تحويلا. And they were on the verge of turning you away from the inspiration, revelation that we have sent to you, that you may substitute in our name something quite different. And in that case, they would have become your ardent friends. And had we not strengthened you, that you would have indeed inclined towards them a little. And if you had inclined, had you inclined towards them, we would have caused you to taste double the punishment in life and double the punishment at death, and then you would have found no person to be of your help and assistance against us. وَإِنْ كَادُوا لَيَسْتَفِزُّونَكَ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ, and they were on the verge of frustrating you from the earth to expel you therefrom. And had they expelled you from the earth, that is from Makkah Mukarramah, they would have not lived therein after you but for a few days, for a short while. This was the way amongst the Rasuls that we had sent before you, and you will not find any change in our ways. The desire and the purpose of the unbelievers, the aim and their goal was to turn Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the revelation that he had received, that is, from the instruction that Allah Ta'ala sends to him. That Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, na'uz billah, substitutes and invents something in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is totally different. And had Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam done so, that he had substituted something or invented something in the name of Allah Ta'ala that was different to the revelation that he received, then would these kafirs become the friends of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we understand two things here. One is that the Nabi and every Nabi is divinely protected. He is guarded not only in his behavior, not only in his conduct, but even in his knowledge and his understanding, Allah Ta'ala protects him in that as well. So he is a personification of guidance through and through. So it isn't possible for them to even turn him slightly away from the cause. The abundance of evil and the evil surroundings do not change the cause and the understanding of the Nabi. The Nabi remains absolutely straight, absolutely erect. And the second thing we understand is that the aim and the purpose of the kafirs and the unbelievers is to turn away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And only if you turn away from his path will they begin to befriend you, they will have a love for you. If you do not turn away from that path, then they cannot have the sincere love for you. So when they are bent upon misguidance, they are bent upon the path that is against the revelation, against the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the logical thing for the believer is not to befriend them. One is to show consideration and to show compassion, that Islam is second to none. Islam advocates and propagates this. But with respect to having a sincere love and ardent muhabbat for them, then that must be reserved and confined to believers and not to unbelievers, because the whole aim, the whole entire outlook is that you should be turned away from the path of revelation, from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala further says, لَوْلَا أَن ثَبَّتْنَاكَ, and had we not strengthened you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was likely that you could have turned and inclined towards them a little. Even this little turning away and inclining away from the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was not tolerated for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Slight deviation was not tolerated. He must be erect and he must be straight throughout his life, that he is a guidance through and through. Whichever dimension you look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whichever department of his life, that department will be just guidance and it will be just hidayat and nur and blessings. No part of his Mubarak life and no teaching of his life is not supported with light, with nur and with guidance. May Allah give us tawfiq.